The Sanctification of Israel, Preparing for the Kingdom. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Psalm chapter 46, verses 2 and 3. Today the nation of Israel is tightly connected with global trade. Its GDP per capita is comparable to other highly developed countries, placing it among the top 20 globally. Israel has become known for its innovation and technology, leading to a thriving startup economy and attracting significant foreign investment. It ranks high in the number of scientists, engineers, venture capital investments, and research organizations. In many ways, the tiny nation of Israel has risen above most nations in just 77 years since its founding. But this secular success is only part of God's plan for the nation of Israel. Setting Israel apart. God's desire to sanctify Israel will set it apart from other nations. The process of sanctification has been ongoing since 1878 AD. Our returned Lord Jesus Christ has restored the nation of Israel and will make it the earthly capital of God's kingdom. His purpose is to use her to help bless all the nations of the earth. Genesis chapter 22 verse 18 and Daniel chapter 12 verses 1 through 3. The time of the Gentiles. The term times of the Gentiles describes Israel's period of national punishment from 607 BC to 1914. The start of World War I, which led to the Balfour Declaration. Israel subsequently regained their national independence in 1948. In Leviticus chapter 26, God foretold Israel would be punished for her sins. He repeated the warning four times, in verses 18, 21, 24, and 28. These four repetitions coincide with the four empires that would someday rule over the land of Israel. God also said her punishment would be seven times. One prophetic time is equivalent to 360 years. One time equals 1 year comprised of 360 days. Therefore, seven times, or seven times 360, is 2,520 years. The end of the Gentile times came in 1914, when our Lord began the process of removing Gentile dominion over Israel. When discussing our Lord's return, the prophet Daniel described Jesus' work of standing for his people, Israel. In the same context, he foretold a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, the work of restoring Israel and removing the Gentile nations are closely related. We are now 111 years into the time of trouble, with the final battle of Armageddon just before us. Israel's blindness will be lifted after the Gospel Age Church is complete, and all Israel will be saved. Romans chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Faith is a gift. While the final upheaval is near, its purpose and what will follow are unknown, except to those sanctified by God, those who trust in the unfolding of the mystery of His plan, and who enjoy the foretaste of its peace. By faith, we see the return of God's favor to Israel since 1878, and the open door for world Jewry to return to their land as fulfillment of prophecy. By faith, we see the work of Theodor Herzl, secular Zionism, Eliezer ben Yehuda, the Hebrew language, Charles T. Russell, religious Zionism, and the early Zionist pioneers establishing the infrastructure of the modern-day nation of Israel, Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. By faith, we see God's spirit and protection working among the Jewish people to give them an industrious spirit and victories over their enemies. It has put them near the top of the world's technological innovation, nation-building, and military prowess, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 6. By faith, we see that God keeps Israel as the apple of His eye and visits destruction on those who would do them harm. Zechariah chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. By faith, we see an indomitable spirit in Israel as they continue to develop a national home where they can live in peace and with self-determination. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 27 and 28. However, faith is a gift to be enjoyed and cherished by those who submit themselves to the sanctifying power of God. The modern-day nation of Israel has yet to realize the full blessings of faith. They have not relied on God's power. This will come after the Gospel Age Church is complete. Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 27. Israel still without breath. Ezekiel's Valley of Dry Bones prophecy indicates Israel's gradual return to life. Bones are gathered together, sinews are added, while flesh and skin follow. Finally, the wind is commanded to breathe upon the slain that he may live. God then said, "Ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live." Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 9, 13, and 14. The wonderful prospect of life is further described by the prophet Zechariah. "And I will pour upon the house of David, and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn." Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. This final step of coming to life will mean Israel's recognition of Jesus as their Messiah and national mourning for her past sins. These important steps will witness even greater progress in the sanctification of Israel. The rich promises of God portend a glorious future for a people that have suffered greatly. Jehovah's Guarantee. God's grace and mercy on the modern-day nation of Israel is the result of the faith of their fathers, the ancient worthies. The Apostle Paul confirms this. "As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for their fathers' sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy." Romans chapter 11, verses 28 through 31. Armageddon and Israel's blindness removed. God will bring the nations to the Valley of Jehoshaphat during the final battle of Armageddon for a final judgment. They will be defeated and held accountable for past sins against God's people. Joel chapter 3, verse 2. God's final deliverance is described by the prophet Zechariah. "Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle." Zechariah chapter 14, verse 3. "Great blessings and rejoicing will follow the destruction. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one consent. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel. Even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more." Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9, 14, and 15. The nation of Israel will submit to the sanctifying power of God and will thereby become full of faith. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. The once hated and persecuted people of Israel will welcome the world to their doorstep. Faithful Jews will be honored and sought after. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, "In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." Zechariah chapter 8, verses 22 and 23. And so we see by faith that the great time of trouble, which brings down the Gentile nations, coincides with the rise of Israel under Jehovah's favor and sanctifying power. From these prophecies we learn, God will gather various Gentile nations to battle in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Israel will initially fight in their own strength and see they are losing the battle. Israel will then realize their very existence is in peril and turn to the Lord for help. God will save Israel and fight as in the days of old. Israel's blindness will be removed, and the world will witness Israel's salvation. As part of this process, the people of the earth will then look to the nation of Israel for their own salvation. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. The resurrection of Israel's fathers. Jehovah will resurrect Israel's faithful fathers, the ancient worthies, to guide the nation of Israel toward faith. They will lead the nation of Israel away from confidence in secular success among the nations and continue the work of Israel's sanctification toward righteousness. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 26, and Micah chapter 5, verse 5. Tomorrow, the men and women of old will undoubtedly testify of their sanctification and show Israel how they too were guided by God's hand. They will remind the people of Israel of God's promises and lead them to believe that their salvation is only by the hand of their heavenly Father. The ancient worthies will provide a template for submitting to God's sanctifying power through their own obedience, sacrifice, and struggle. They will lead Israel away from their striving for secular success and instead lead them to become Jehovah's mouthpiece to the world. And many people shall go and say, "Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3, and Micah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.